Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Kesuvos Daf Chaf Dalet, Kesuvos 24, and we're going to start in the middle of Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, in the middle of 24a, where the Gemara says, Abraisa, Ton Rabbanan, Ani Kohen V'Chaveri Kohen. Let's say there are two people show up, and we don't know their lineage, and each one of them says, I'm a Kohen, and my colleague is a Kohen. Then under those circumstances, Neman lachil betrumo, that together they're going to be believed to feed the other one truma, the other coin. Ve'in neman lasil isha, but we're not going to say that he's good enough lineage that he can marry a woman, meaning to say that's not enough for him to be able to marry somebody who requires the lineage of a Kohen or who wants the lineage of a Kohen. Ad shiyu shlosha, unless there were three Kohanim that came together from overseas and they testify, so that basically each one of them says, Ani Kohen u'shnei chaveirai Kohanim. Then if each one says, I'm a Kohen and my two colleagues are Kohanim, then we're going to say that each one of them has two witnesses. And so too, if there will be shnayim mi'idin alzeh, shnayim mi'idin alzeh, if two amongst these three testify about this one and two testifying that about that one, that they're kosher, then we're going to believe that each one of them is a Kohen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Einu Neman Lachil Betruma. Even the one witness is not only that he's not believed to allow him to marry a woman, saying that he's got the pure lineage, but rather he's also not believed to allow him to eat the truma. Achu Shlosha, until you have three witnesses, three Kohanim that come from overseas, and two of them testify about each one of the Kohanim. Or also Shnai Miidin Alzev, Shnai Miidin Alzev. Under those circumstances, two testify about one and two testify about the other. So this Gemara is bringing us into the concept of what do we do with Kohanim nowadays? That the Kohanim today is really everybody is in this, like this Braisa here today, where everybody's coming along and claiming that there be a Kohen. And are we going to say that they are going to be considered Kohanim, and so therefore that we're going to allow them the status of Kohanim, or we're going to say that we don't believe them? What are we going to do under these circumstances? So the Ramah rules that in your day, a Simon Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Yud Tes, that actually you give Truma nowadays to every Kohen at once. And even if he doesn't have the complete signs of lineage, it's just the presumptive status of a Kohen. And that's what the Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva. And in your day, at the end of Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph. Nevertheless, if a person comes and we don't recognize him and he claims he's a Kohen, therefore we're going to believe him and we give him the money of the Pidyon of Ben. And that also we see a similar thing in the Knesset Yechezkel. He says, I saw that in some communities, he say that they want to be lenient because the Kohanim nowadays are Safe Kahuna, are just a doubt about whether or not they're actually a Kohen. And he says, God forbid we should say that. And we have a whole bunch of authorities that adopt this approach, that we assume that the Kohen is a Kohen nowadays. However, the Marshtam writes in his Tshuva that Kohanim nowadays are what's called Kohani Safek, and Kohani Chazaka are not Chazaka Barura, but that they are doubtful Kohanim. They don't have a strong status, but rather all they are is a continuation of their rights from previously, but they don't really have pure lineage, and so therefore we can be lenient nowadays, he says, as a result of this, if there comes a case where a woman was captured and she wants to return to her husband who's a Kohanim, because he says the whole prohibition here is out of a doubt. And he says we should only be strict by certain prohibitions and not by doubtful prohibitions. And so too we learn the Yavitz writes as well. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes nowadays as well. He says nowadays that when you do the Pidyon HaBen, when you come to give the money to the Kohen, you should give the money as a gift with the intent that the Kohen should return the money, the five shekel, because we don't have Kohanim Yuchasim anymore. We don't have pure lineage today. And so therefore, the money should be returned. And also the Tzemach Tzedek says, similar in the Shut Tzemach Tzedek with respect to marrying a Kohen to an Am Haaretz. And that meaning to say that a Kohen can marry an Am Haaretz today, the daughter of an Am Haaretz, because we're not going to be certain that this is a Kohen. And so we see all these examples of where that Kohanim nowadays, that they're not going to be established as the real Kohanim. Even though they say they're Kohanim, we don't give them the Pidyon HaBen, and we allow people to marry them. And indeed, the Shu Chelas David and the Chazon Ish, they discuss whether or not Kohanim nowadays, if they're allowed to bring the sacrifices even. And in the Aruch Chaim, the Rama himself writes, on the basis of the Mari Vayol, that also nowadays we don't give the Chala to the Kohen, even to a Kohen Kata nowadays, because we're going to say we're not going to establish the Kohuna B'zman Hazeh not to any single Kohen with certainty. And indeed, the Shach rules this way in the Magen Avram, and the Magen Avram adds, and for this reason, this is the reason why nowadays we're not so careful to always put the Kohen first. Even though the idea that the Kohen should always come first is a biblical law, nevertheless, since we're not certain 100% that this Kohen nowadays is, we're not experts in what's called the lineage of the Kohuna. Therefore, we're not strict about putting the Kadima, the priority to the Kohen, because we don't know that they're for sure the Kohen. And so that's the way we rule nowadays.